Deadly tornadoes. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Police in Ohio confirmed two deaths from yesterday's severe storm system that unleashed reported tornadoes in parts of the state, as well as Indiana and Kentucky.
It's devastating. You know, you look at the damage and you're like, wow, how could something like this happen?
Matt Mann's in Milton, Kentucky. Significant injuries reported from a tornado that hit Selma and Winchester, Indiana, where State Police Superintendent Doug Carter says they're trying to confirm earlier reports of three deaths.
There's been a lot of information about fatalities, and as of right now, we're not aware of them.
A jury in Michigan convicts James Crumbly, the father of the Oxford High School shooter. Like his wife last month, he was convicted of involuntary manslaughter for their son Ethan's murder of four students. Prosecutor Karen McDonald.
I refuse to take a victory lap with these prosecutions. It will not bring back these kids. We have a lot more work to do.
James and Jennifer Crumbly each face up to 60 years in prison. Their son, Ethan, is serving life. Vice President Kamala Harris visited a women's health clinic yesterday to underscore the importance of abortion rights this election.
Vice President Kamala Harris went to a Planned Parenthood clinic in St. Paul and acknowledged during remarks that many have asked her why she was there.
Right now in our country, we are facing a very serious health crisis.
She said since Roe was overturned in the Dobbs decision, she's met women who were denied abortions, but also in states that have passed restrictive laws against the procedure, women's health clinics that provided more than just abortions have shut down. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A down day on Wall Street after retail sales came in lower than expected and inflation rose more than predicted. The Dow lost 138 points and Dow futures down up 14 at this hour. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Voting begins today in Russia's presidential election.
No one expects anything other than a landslide for President Vladimir Putin and a fifth term in office. The Kremlin has power over the media and doesn't tolerate dissent. There are three other names on the ballot paper, but to illustrate the level of competition, when asked why he should be president instead of Vladimir Putin, one rival candidate told the BBC, "That's not for me to say," and opted to praise the president instead. Vladimir Putin's most vocal critics are either in jail or in exile. His fiercest opponent, Alexei Navalny, is dead. Voting lasts until Sunday. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls for new Israeli elections as a rift grows between the U.S. and Israel over civilian deaths and suffering in Gaza. Meantime, Reuters reports Hamas has put forth its own temporary ceasefire proposal after rejecting one offered by international mediators. It's March 15th, and chances are you will hear someone refer to it by a different name.
Shakespeare may have been the author of the phrase, but beware the Ides of March is now in the pop culture lexicon. It's not just the day Julius Caesar was assassinated in 44 BC. It's also a warning of looming doom from the soothsayer in the 1953 movie Julius Caesar.
Beware the Ides of March!
To Lisa Simpson.
Beware the Ides of March.
The origins of the phrase have to do with the Roman calendar. Ides simply referred to the first full moon of a given month. Other notable Ides of March happenings: Adolf Hitler moved Nazi troops into Czechoslovakia in 1939, and in March 2003, the World Health Organization declared SARS a worldwide health threat. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And gasoline prices jumped 3 cents a gallon today. AAA says the average is $3.44 a gallon. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.